I didn't know what that property was trying to say back there from years.
Let's give them options, though.
Yeah.
And they got deep pockets. So.
But I don't understand what they're doing anyhow over there because, you know, I heard they were going to build and they were going to go through Magna Elementary and just re-gut it and redo it. And it's like, why not? Yes.
All right, we'd like to call to order the Community Reinvestment Agency of Magna meeting here on February 11th, 2025 at the Webster Center. Present, we have Board Member Nick Sudbury, Board Member Steve Prokopis, myself, Mayor Barney, and Board Member Trish Hull. Not present is Board Member Audrey Pierce. We do have a quorum. Are there any public comments for the CRA meeting today?
I didn't see anything.
There are none, and no members of the audience that want to contribute either. Okay, the first item is item 4A, approval of the January 14th, 2025 CRA meeting minutes. I will take a motion to approve those minutes.
Second.
We have a motion from Councilmember Hull and a second by Councilmember Nick Sudbury, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, that motion carries. Item 4B, Salt Lake County Redevelopment Agency property transfer update from myself. So we had a chance last Friday to meet with Salt Lake County, Kirsten Swinyard, to discuss specifically the property transfers. And they are all on board. As a note, Board Member Pierce has arrived. Awesome. All properties that we had previously discussed last week are being transferred. So for clarification, there are three parcels on 9150 that we know as Magna Neighborhood Park. Two of those parcels are owned by the RDA. One is owned by Salt Lake County. Those parcels will be transferred straight to the city. So they will come from those entities to the city to become city-owned property. As well as the detention basin that is next to Copper Park that will also be transferred to Magna City.
Did they give you a time frame?
They didn't give a specific time frame. There's some legislative work that has to happen, as in the county council will have to motion and approve that all this happens, but they're all on board presently. No one's given any pushback on that, so it's a matter of getting it through their meetings and then processing the paperwork. But the attorneys on the call did not feel like there was anything that's going to hold any of this up for too long. The longest thing is just waiting for the meetings to happen with the council, the county council. So that takes care of properties that will come to the city. All the properties on Main Street that are within the RDA area, even if they're county owned, will transfer to the RDA.
So the property right on across that, on Magna Main across from the VFW, is that a county or is that RDA?
The Mantle Park?
No. The one.
Oh, the other side.
East of
that.
Yeah, east
that's
of
the RDA.
Okay.
Everything on Colosimo Block is RDA.
Okay.
The Mantle Park, which is the parking area with a little bit of green space next to the Empress, that's owned by Salt Lake County. All of those parcels are going to come into the RDA.
Okay.
Why would Mantle Park not come to the city? It's already developed.
Because it's in the RDA area, we wanted it to remain more easily eligible for RDA funding and development. There's still half of it that has to be reworked and redone.
Is that the parking lot part?
Yeah.
And the Magna Neighborhood Park, why would we be addressing that in a CRA meeting and not a city council meeting?
Because two of the three parcels.
But it has to be done in both, probably, I would imagine.
Yeah. Two of the three parcels are owned by the RDA, the current Main Street RDA. How that happened, because it's outside of the footprint of the RDA, I don't know.
Okay.
That was whatever happened back then. So that's the plan. A lot of cleanup effort to, I think, help the county divest of properties that they don't really want to maintain or look at that we find valuable for us, and then take control of the RDA.
And this was all just straight across?
Mm-hmm. No strings attached. Yes, Paul?
When the county transfers parks, they like to put in that one clause that has to remain a park.
Right, but in the discussions with the attorneys, that is not in any of these clauses.
Excellent. Yep. I just wanted to make sure that was followed.
Okay.
I have another question. Has there been any discussion about the Arbor Park area?
Yes, and I can provide an update on that. So there are two things. There are two, and I'm not even sure if I can classify this in the proper terminology, but there are two open RDA-type entities up there. The one that's active right now that funding is being, increments being collected on and funding being distributed on. And then there's this one that's been floating out there that should have been terminated but wasn't. So they found it, and so they're going through the process. There was no money in it. But on paper, it hadn't been terminated. So they're terminating that one. We received an email this afternoon about that. And then because all of the increment has already been allocated in the Arbor Park RDA, there really is nothing that we're going to do different than what's already been done up there because it's done. And it will run through the time that it has and then be finished. So there's not...
So the county RDA will keep... title.
Yes, I believe so. Is that? I'm looking at David and Dan. Is the county keeping the Arbor Park RDA? Or are they sending that one to us too?
They're sending that to you, but at the present time, they're determining the increment that is going to be paid out. So that is one of the delayed processes. They're also doing it this year so that we can see how it's being done, how the allocation and determination of the increment and payout is calculated so that next year when the city has that obligation, we'll have seen it happen once.
So they are sending it over?
Yes.
Okay.
So they're gonna wait till the incremental payout is completed so that we can witness how that happens.
And reverse engineer it for coming years.
Yep.
So a question I have on that with the RDA there, what about we have an issue with the canal, right? I mean, not ditch. The canal, but the ditch and the piping and then, you know, the cap on top. But we did get Don Olson, right, to stamp that off.
Don submitted some numbers yesterday.
Okay.
Ms. Allen reviewed them. And before I say anything more,
okay,
I'll probably go into a closed session.
Okay, no problem. I was just curious because I called him to make sure he was going to do what he told me he was going to do.
He made that representation.
Okay.
So, and that's city business, not
okay.
RDA business.
Okay, sorry.
So.
I just wanted to add a little bit off, you know.
Sure. All right, so that is the update on the RDAs. I think the simple answer is it's all moving over. The properties are being transferred. This is a lot of cleanup that's been a long time coming.
And then we've got to figure out what we're going to do with them, right?
And then we figure out what we do with them. Any questions, thoughts?
Nope.
All right. To my knowledge, we have no reason to move to a closed session to discuss the RDAs. David, Dan, any reason to do closed session for the CRA for the RDA?
No. Excuse me. I can update the council as a closed session of the city regarding the issue of the pipe and
right.
Piping.
Gotcha.
Later tonight.
Good.
Unless you want to do it right now, that's up
to you. Well, it has nothing to do with the
right.
RDA, so. All right, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
We have a motion to adjourn from Councilmember Sudbury and a second from Councilmember Hall. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, we are adjourned.
We could have did 10 to 6, right?
Again.
What is this?
No idea.
I'm done.
I was in the legislature yesterday. Yes, legislature. Leadership Institute. And we were sitting up there. And I heard all these, and the first time I heard that, all in favor say aye, I went aye. I'm up and down. You're just so used to it.
Steve, Adam Long was the one that was the architect behind moving the properties, keeping the Mantle Park in the RDA versus straight to the city, and keeping and putting those RDA ones to the...
It's not like we can ever sell it or develop or change use. It should have became the city, not the RDA. I mean,
I told him, I said, I don't know that it matters either way. Like, I said, I asked him, what's the benefit? He said, well, if it stays in the RDA, if you move it into the RDA, something to do with it's easier to fund improvements or justify if in the future you want to
improve it
for redevelopment or.
We're not recording. Not yet. No, the meeting is off.
We could do a land swap or somebody, if somebody bought the whole corner and wanted to develop it.
Once it's in the RDA, we have to move the property to the